The explosion was massive, filling the night sky with a brilliant orange.
That's not good.
Captured on doorbell cameras and shaking homes and bars in nearby Cape Canaveral.
It looks like there was an explosion.
Blue Origin's new Glenn rocket went up in a ball of fire during a routine ground test, fueled by methane and liquid oxygen, no injuries. From the air, the company's only launch pad appears completely destroyed. Blue Origin owner Jeff Bezos posting, "Very rough day, but we will rebuild whatever needs rebuilding and get back to flying." The disaster comes just days after NASA awarded Blue Origin a nearly $200 million contract to launch components and perhaps eventually astronauts to a lunar base.
The grand return is close at hand, and we will not slow down.
But now a potential delay to NASA's ambitious launch schedule set to start this fall. And next year with the Artemis 3 flight to test docking procedures in Earth orbit. Former NASA chief Charlie Bolden.
Spaceflight is hard no matter who's doing it. We know how to do it, but nature and physics and a lot of other things have a say in all this.
It was just last month that another Blue Origin rocket failure left a satellite in a wrong orbit, and now a bigger failure as the company tries to compete with SpaceX and help send humans eventually onto the moon.